Night and early Friday as a cold front comes in, then a big temperature crash Friday. High temperature maybe 56 early in the day, windy and colder, falling temperatures to around 51 by sunset, overnight low 37. Saturday cool sunshine, high in the mid to upper 50s, and then low 60s on Sunday, slight chance of a shower. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State Auditor Jim Ziegler wants to bring back public hangings for anyone convicted of murdering a law enforcement officer. Ziegler wants President Trump to make it a federal offense to kill any law enforcement officer with a mandatory death penalty and put an end to 20 to 30-year delays in the execution of the death penalty. The Hoover police officer who shot and killed E.J. Bradford Jr. at the River Chase Galleria Thanksgiving night will not be charged. Attorney General Steve Marshall made the announcement Tuesday. To see his full report, visit alabamanews.net. And 22 new rifle-proof vests for police officers were donated to the Selma Police Department Tuesday. The money for the donation was raised through the Cemetery 5K and 1 Mile Fund Run. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President delivered his second State of the Union address, his first with Democrats in control of the House.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
President Trump's inaugural committee is hit with a subpoena.
They're looking specifically at who is donating and what they got in exchange for their money.
Liam Neeson is talking about racial remarks that led to a big backlash.
I was trying to honor in this medieval fashion.
Brown was killed last week when his vape pen exploded in his face outside of this North Texas vape shop.
Lindsey Vonn's wipeout, the world's most successful female skier competing at the World Championships in Sweden. She crashed into the fence during the second to last race of her career.
I've got a bit of a shiner.
The streets of Boston filled with hundreds of thousands of fans for the Patriots victory parade. Tom Brady, MVP Julian Edelman among the champs.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. All sorts of fun things for on sale at Fresh Market. They've got the Chateaubriand. They also have lobster. They've got the whole beef tenderloin, either the premium or the prime, on sale $4 to $3 off on per pound. You do have to get a whole one. But the Chateaubriand, 9-ounce aged for, oops, let me get down to the bottom here. Come on, work. $13.99. Prime hand-trimmed aged for tenderness, filet mignon. And then they have the lobster. They've got the rack of lamb, which I really like. That's $14.99 a pound. You can feed a bunch of people with that.
I had a New York strip prime from there last night.
There you go.
It was so outstanding. Good. So good.
I get mine cut big. I do a pound and a half so I can get several meals out of it.
See, I just did a 3/4 pound, probably, and along with, I think, what did I go? I went with some Fresh Market mac and cheese.
Ooh.
It was really good.
Yeah, I'll tell you something I tried that was really good is the pimento cheese, and particularly the kind of Southwest pimento cheese.
That's my guilty pleasure.
That is really good. Really good on Ritz crackers, too.
Well, because, you know, they have a small container and they have the big container, but if I buy the big container, I will
eat it all
of it in one sitting.
Did I tell you I did the cookie dough?
No, you did not.
I did that for Super Bowl.
Yeah, the edible cookie dough, folks. They have it at Fresh Market. It's meant to be eaten, not baked. And it's really, really good.
It really is good. And what I did, I'm going to make a confession. I took it out, put it on some vanilla ice cream, and then I fired it with my blowtorch.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bo. Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Daniel, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm very good, and you?
Good. How about you, Joey?
Very good.
Good. Y'all making me hungry talking about all that food.
I know. They have also, I'll tell you something else they've got that I've tried. The Fresh Market Pepperoni Sausage Flatbed Pizza, $7.99 each. Those things are really good.
Wow. Me and my wife was invited to a friend of ours, and she made a homemade Chicago-style deep-pan pizza.
Oh, wow.
For us. And, I mean, it was, like, fantabulous. It was just out of this world.
That's great.
I'm telling you. Never had one like that before. What I wanted to ask you is, are you familiar with what the Virginia governor said about the abortion thing that got all the controversy going to start with, pointed directed toward him?
I do, and we played that.
Okay. I was listening to Rush the other day, and he made a wonderful analogy of this thing and a breakdown of it. He said that he believes, and I'm tending to go with him on this, that what's happening is the Democrats are spinning or deflecting the main thing, which is basically once the baby's born, you euthanize it, something to that effect. Is that close to what the Virginia governor said?
Yeah, basically said that if the child is born alive and they were not able to do an abortion, they were not successful with the abortion, they would make the child comfortable, and then the doctor and the mother would have a discussion about what to do with the child.
That's kind of like euthanizing, but anyway, that's what he said, and I tend to go along with that school of thought that they want to spin this thing off of that, which is really more damning and more sinister than a blackface, if you think about it.
Of course, because it's a life.
Exactly. So, I mean, to me, it makes sense that, and then there, you know, the other thing he said was, they'll let it, you know, start waning down and just kind of blow over, and that'll be the end of it, because they're putting on the dog and pony show to kind of take the focus off of the abortion thing statement he made. What do you think about that?
I think that basically this is what I think happened. I think he made that statement, and to kind of get him in trouble, the blackface picture appeared, and then the firestorm came from that. I don't think that was created to deflect off of that. I think it was created, it was done because he did say what he did.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ditto what Charles said the other day about the Muslims, and on that I'm going to say y'all have a wonderful day, Dan.
Okay, you too. News 93.1 FM, 272-9228. Let's continue on with the last segment of Joe Scarborough.
Let me start by saying, I think as the speeches go, it was a good speech. I don't know there was a great State of the Union speech. It had a lot of applause lines. There was a lot for people to like. If you were a Democrat, you probably didn't like it. If you were Republican, there were some things to like. It was filled with little white economic lies, from jobs created to manufacturing jobs, which he seemed to include the Obama administration from the time he was elected on in his numbers. But I thought the worst part of it was the immigration, because of the way he painted immigrants, and that and to me as a conservative, and it's,
well, Rick, and by the way, not because he's being insensitive, which he is, and racist, which I believe he is, because he's just flat out lying
wrong
to the American people.
Yeah, they're just wrong about the numbers and the way they characterize and paint immigration. Legal immigration has always been a net positive in the country. Mm-hmm. It remains a net positive, but the whole crisis is phony, because immigration numbers are probably close to a 50-year low. And so what crisis are we trying to solve? What is the problem we're having? But worse for his political party is when you begin to alienate minorities and Hispanics, what is the future of the Republican Party? Because those are voters that the Republican Party will need
right now
and in the future to ever be in the majority.
They're standing and clapping. I don't get.
That's amazing. So, again, there's nothing that Trump can do right. Everything is wrong. And did you hear how many times they call him a liar? Now, if you don't think that the economic situation isn't really good from a financial advisor standpoint, and you look at the stock market, and you look at all of the things that have happened from that, you look at the unemployment, you look at the just things like the number of tractor-trailer trucks that have been bought because people are transporting more goods because the economy's unleashed. You look at orders, durable goods, all of those things are off the charts. Employment, matter of fact. They went on, I didn't get it, but they basically said, well, which is it? If unemployment's at its lowest point, then why are immigrants taking jobs away from Americans? Well, both of those two things can be true, but they're not going to believe it. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you enjoying this warm day?
Oh, how wonderful, man. That's what I like about winter in Montgomery. It's usually only about a week long, and then we get a little respite from it. It's amazing what this gentleman just said. Illegal immigration has always been a positive in this country. This is beyond belief, Dan.
Yeah. Well, no, I think he said in that clip, legal immigration. But then this is what, it's just annoying to me, is the president very clearly made a case against illegal immigration last night. And knowing the president, it seems like he would be open to large amounts of legal immigration, even to the point of maybe pissing off some people on the right, like and the right base, that's their issue.
He just wants it to be merit-based.
Right.
Yes. I mean, what a great speech. I did not watch it live, believe it or not, because I was involved in some great artwork and I didn't want to be disturbing. I knew Donald Trump was going to go do good. I'm not worried about him. And by the way, on DW News last night, which is the Deutsche World German News, one of the major topics of discussion was how the rest of the world is coming around to Donald Trump's concepts and ideas of economy and immigration. And they came right out and said it. I was really kind of surprised and encouraged in what I heard. He has made a market difference on the world in a very short period of time. And I think he's going to do really good. With this new Congress coming up, I think they have no choice but to get some of the things done or look really bad. And Stacey Abrams, golly Moses, guys, how bad can it get? You know, that's as bad a response. That's really no response. That was just unintelligible for what I could tell. So good for us that there's them.
Yeah.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you. Appreciate it. For those who saw the Stacey Abrams speech, I'd like to get more input on that. I I think it was an okay speech. It obviously was written prior to Donald Trump's speech.
Yes.
And nothing was changed in it. And so it was kind of this pecking order, typical things. But, you know, one thing the Democrats have got to be careful of, they keep accusing Donald Trump of doing things that he doesn't do and or hasn't done, and they exaggerate it way too much.
I would say in terms of just delivery, and I'm thinking back to all sorts of responses, last year's response, Republican responses to Obama, her delivery was pretty good compared to past years. Now, the message obviously doesn't resonate with me, but I thought she didn't stumble. Like, she was very clear and understood her speech and delivered it well. Now, the speech itself, I think, was a little lacking for reasons you just laid out. It seemed like, especially on the shutdown issue, it was like, wasn't that last month's issue? And I guess it made me think, wait, are they hoping for another one? Because it seems like the Democrats are hoping for another shutdown.
Yeah, because they feel that they won that big time. And I think Trump is going to avoid that by doing the little maneuver that we used yes. Mo Brooks cut for. And the other part that's just, you know, when people start talking about immigration and they ignore these caravans, to somebody who knows something about the caravan, then you seem to be very out of touch. If you don't know anything about the caravan and you're only listening to CNN and MSNBC, then you believe them for what they're saying. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We want pretzel crust. We want pretzel crust.
Pretzel crust fans rejoice because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornados. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't know whether you know it or not, but I have a new hobby. I am collecting stories that I can actually prove are told among the Russian people. They make them up themselves. They tell them between themselves. Reveals they got a great sense of humor. And they've also got a little cynical attitude about things in their country. And one of these stories, the one I'm going to tell you, I told to General Secretary Gorbachev. And he laughed. The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Yeah, the Gipper. He was great doing that. That's a true story. He actually told that to Gorbachev, and he did collect jokes. He would find and he would get them from actual Russian citizens. And the ambassador to Russia was, as we would joke, he was pimping for Reagan to get jokes to him. And they would literally send him jokes that he had gotten through the teletype, through the secure teletype that was there.
That's awesome.
We're
doing this to celebrate today's anniversary. It's Ronald Reagan's birthday.
Yep. Born in 1911 on this very day. Let's go to the phones and go to Tammy. Tammy, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am great. Long time no talk to.
I know. Been working.
I know.
First of all, I'm loving the Reagan funnies. I think they're great.
Good. I'm glad you like that.
But I called in because I am so sick of hearing that Native Americans commit more crimes than illegal aliens. That may be true, but it is not a justification for letting them into our country illegally.
That's true.
And I've not heard they don't commit crimes, just they commit less crime.
Well, there are a lot of factors in there. First of all, when we're saying, let me specify Native American, we're talking about people that are born in the United States.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting is that, number one, when you take all of the illegals that are here, the overwhelming amount are those that have overstayed their visas and their work permits. Mm-hmm. And so they don't commit a crime because they don't want to get arrested because they've overstayed their work permit. So that...
Why would they commit a crime? Because they'd have to go back.
Exactly. Also, if you take out certain factors, certain races and things out of that, you get a completely different number out of that. And it's because of the people that... a population of people that do commit crimes, and they're overwhelming numbers and percentage-wise of those that commit crime. So it's a really a skewed number.
Well, and the other thing is police, FBI, ICE, Border Patrol, Homeland, name it, aren't they supposed to try to prevent crime?
Exactly.
I mean, even neighborhood watches want to prevent crime. So if we can prevent one less crime, why wouldn't we do it? It makes no sense. But then again, I saw a lot of people sitting there blank-faced with no common sense last night. Or actually this morning because I fell asleep. But
you were a little bored.
Because I was bored. Now I'm tired. Tuesdays is my tired night. I'm tired after a Tuesday. Monday's good. Tuesday's a little hard. But I mean, I just don't get it. I keep hearing them say they don't commit as many, but nobody's saying that they don't commit. I mean, even the dang neighborhood watch wants to prevent one less crime.
Well, and again, they don't count the crime of not showing up in court. And
correct.
When you throw that number in there, then everything could get skewed.
Then it would really go up.
Right.
Because
they commit a crime when they come into the country, and they commit a crime when they don't show up in court.
Yeah, but let's don't talk about that one. The other thing is, I don't know if you saw Mike Rowe this morning on the news. He talked about how the legal aliens that get in here, you know, they get in and they get thrown into the blue-collar jobs, the middle-class Americans who are suffering. And that's where, you know, they don't get thrown into the high-paying jobs because they're not skilled. Some of them can't speak our English language, and so it takes them a little longer. And so it's not impacting the people that are making the big bucks or the congressmen or anybody. It's impacting, and it's not. I'm not saying that they're committing crimes, but it's a hardship. It's a hardship when you have 10 people vying for two jobs.
Yeah, and they're willing to work for a lot less.
A lot less. A
normal, and I'm sure you see that in your business.
Yeah. So, but anyway, just had 1 second to call in. Hadn't talked to you in a while.
I know. Don't be such a stranger, girl.
I know. I've been working.
Okay. Well, keep you stay busy. Great talking to you again, Tammy.
You too.
Bye. News Talk 93.1 FM. Tammy, sweet Tammy Bacalter. Wonderful folks. Gotta get them to Vintage here for hamburger night. Tried to arrange that, but it didn't work out for some reason. Okay, let's do this. So let's reset the queue here and go to a break. Coming back, Demo Show, right after this.
Although I've been around for a while, I can remember when a hot story broke and the reporters would run in yelling, "Stop the chisels." But I am aware of my age. When I go in for a physical now, they no longer ask me how old I am. They just carbon date me.
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Democrats now controlling the House Intelligence Committee vote to send dozens of witness transcripts to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office to see if anyone was lying to them. President Trump's former attorney was convicted of it.
Michael Cohen was scheduled to give closed-door testimony this week to the House Intelligence Committee, but Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff says that hearing has been postponed until February 28th in the interest of the investigation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. With Virginia's governor under pressure over a racist yearbook photo and lieutenant governor accused of sexual assault, there's now a confession from the state's attorney general, who'd be governor if those two stepped down.
Democrat Mark Herring says that in 1980, as a young man in college, he and friends dressed in blackface costumes to attend a party. Herring says in his younger years, he was inexcusably unaware and insensitive, and that he's deeply sorry and is a different man 40 years later.
That's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The amazing warmth is locked in for at least a couple of more days. Today, mostly cloudy, very warm. I've got us at 78 for the high. The record for today is 82. Tonight, very mild. Again, the overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, a good chance of a record high. The record high is 81 in 1957. I've got us at 82 for a high temperature tomorrow. Showers coming in late tomorrow night and early Friday as a cold front comes in. Then a big temperature crash Friday. High temperature maybe 56 early in the day, windy and colder, falling temperatures to around 51 by sunset, overnight low 37. Saturday cool sunshine, high in the mid to upper 50s, and then low 60s on Sunday, slight chance of a shower. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It was an April morning when they told us we should go. As I turned to you, you smiled at me. How could we say no?
2729228. That's where we are.
The dreams we always had.
Excuse me. Well, 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 well. So how do you think Chuck Schumer would be thinking about the president here?
Chuck Schumer, by the way, did not look good last night.
He did not look good. I tell you, Nancy and taking the speech and looking at it and going through the papers and some of her facial expressions, but the... I don't think the Dems came across good at that.
Oh, and I understand some of their frustration and angst. It's almost like, imagine a couple, folks, and they know they've been fighting a lot. They know they're on the outs. Like, the relationship's about to end, but they got to go to a Christmas party. And it's like, and the wife overhears the husband at the Christmas party. Oh, yeah, things are great. The key to marriage is compromise. So it's kind of like, oh, we don't like you. Stop it with this happy talk about we're all going to be getting along. But I think he did make a good pressure point, push on it very well, saying there's a lot we can do if we work together.
Because there is a lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to give him any type of victories. I mean, because if they agree with anything, then by guilt by association here. So let's listen to Chuck Schumer on the State of the Union address.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer joins us from Capitol Hill. Senator, good morning.
Good morning to you all.
I want to get your reaction, Senator, to a line from the president last night when he talked about ridiculous partisan investigations. What was your reaction to the line, if there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation?
Well, that line, like so much of the speech, just was partisan and self-serving. Stacey Abrams showed the president what real leadership was last night. She was compassionate. She was caring. She talked about the plight of her family, the plight of American families. She knows the American dream is out of reach for too many people and fading for others.
Did you take that particular line as a threat?
I took it that the president's scared. The bottom line is that we are, as a country, we've always had Congress do oversight over the executive branch. That's how the founding fathers set it up.
Senator, the president also said that were he not in office, we would be at war with North Korea. What is your response to that? And does he deserve credit for bringing North Korea to the negotiating table? They haven't had a nuclear test or a missile launch since their first summit.
No, but the reports are that North Korea still has its nuclear weapons, that it may be building other kinds of weapons and proceeding along on its nuclear pathway. It's sort of a metaphor. The president says one thing, and the reality is another. He said after he first met with Kim Jong-un that we, you know, that we'll have no nuclear North Korea. Of course, that's not true.
We don't know yet.
Well, I mean, notice that everything is, Trump is lying. Whatever he's saying, if his lips are moving, he's lying. This is what Trump has done wrong today. And they say it so much that I think it's starting to have kind of a numbing effect on people, that I think people don't believe him. And particularly when you point out Democrats saying things that are totally false, and they over-exaggerate it. Let's continue on with Chuck Schumer, president, and stay out of all the, stay out of the negotiation. And again, listen to the wrong facts here.
Senator, apprehensions at the border peaked in 2000 at 1.6 million. In last year, it was 400,000. So there are many less people crossing the border. And yet the president said last night that we have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. Are you going to get something done with the president to make sure there isn't another government shutdown?
Well, I think the president realized that the shutdown that he caused and bragged about was a failure. And for this president, who seems so impervious to what's going on. In this case, I think he touched a hot stove and he knows it. So the real answer for the president, stay out of it. We've set it up so that Democrats and Republicans, House and Senate, can come to an agreement and keep the government open. And if the president stays out of it, they're very likely to come to a good agreement.
Senator, let me ask you another question about the border. The president called it a moral issue, this question of illegal immigration, and he said no issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal immigration. What was your response to that?
Well, on the one hand, he's saying that we have more jobs than we've ever had before. And on the other hand, he's saying illegal immigration is taking away all our jobs. As usual, the speech is just filled with total contradictions that don't add up. Most Americans, I think it's 68%, certainly I and most Americans, believe that immigration is good for the country. We all want to secure our border, but it's not a crisis. It doesn't demand a government shutdown.
Senator, and have you made progress to avoid a shutdown? We've got to go, but can you just say yes or no? No.
Yes.
You've made progress. Okay.
The committees are making progress. Good. The president's got to stay out of it. We can get it done.
See how he did the unemployment and illegals taking jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Those two things can coexist. You can have people that's taking someone's job, and you still have the lowest unemployment that you've ever had. It just doesn't. This is what's wrong with these guys, is they really overstep their bounds here, and they kind of get into trouble with it, in my humble opinion. Okay, so they went out to Iowa, and they did a focus group with the Iowa voters. Let's listen in about the State of the Union.
The 2020 presidential race officially begins with the Iowa caucuses, which are 362 days away from today. So we went to Drake University, that's in Des Moines, to get reaction to the State of the Union speech from five Iowa voters, two Democrats, two Republicans, and one independent. CBS This Morning Saturday co-host, that's Michelle Miller, is at the state capitol in Des Moines with more on what they had to say. Michelle?
Well, the six of us huddled together, as you said, at Drake University last night to watch that 82-minute long speech. You know, folks here, the voters, they're used to all this national attention. So with the Iowa caucus less than a year away, we decided to find out, what does Iowa think?
Was this a win for the president by a show of hands?
He gives what I call a surfboard to glory speech. You come out, you talk about unity, then you talk about how great America was, and then you talk about risk and sacrifice. And so it's like, ride the surfboard to glory with me, because that's where we're going if you choose to get on board.
For you, Nicole, you're a special ed teacher. You have voted for President Obama. You voted for President Trump. What resonated in the speech for you?
Just like where he's been, where he's bringing us. Healthcare, that was a big one for me, because I believe that the healthcare system is a wreck.
That was a Obama voter turned to a Trump voter who has remained a Trump voter. And they've said all of those people have moved out of the way. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan and Joey.
How are you, big guy?
Doing great. I thought that it was a great State of the Union address, Dan. I think it really resonated, obviously, with the American people. I mean, I saw numbers as high as 70%, and that's pretty good in a divided America. What do you think?
Well, that I've looked at those numbers, and just remember that more people of the party that is giving the address will watch the address than the people with the opposing party. So Bill Clinton had higher number of Democrats than he did Republicans, but he did have a pretty fair amount of Republicans. So when it comes down to Trump, when you look at all of the ones that he's made, the 2017, 18, and 19, he has gotten a fairly favorable rating. This is the highest one he's gotten so far, though.
Right, and you know,
last year was the lowest, by the way.
To your point, earlier, just a few seconds ago, minutes ago, you know, the reality of Trump does not match the really altered reality or alternate reality that the left tries to portray him as, and it continues to, flummox people that are, you know, listening to the mainstream media, but then when they see Trump and see what he's doing, see what he's saying, and see what he stands for, that, you know, it doesn't really match up with what they've been told on the mainstream media.
Bingo.
So, you know, it's they've got to be perplexed about that. So, I think the more he does that, the better off he is, and the more he's going to maintain and maybe even continue to grow his popularity coming up for this next election. But Dan, they didn't put enough lithium in my scrambled eggs this morning. I asked them to, but they just ran out, and so I'm going to have to wander just a little bit here.
Okay.
This blackface controversy, I know y'all have already talked about it ad nauseum, but I'd like to just give my take on it real quick.
Sure.
I think that this blackface controversy is a lot more complex and a good bit more subtle than what people are saying or trying to maintain it as, which is everything is racist. Everything is racist. You know, there's a saying that says, that goes, the sincerest form of, or imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You know, there, in another era, I think that some of that was, and it goes to intent. That's the other thing that I would like to, is it meant as a, you know, with ill will, or is it meant as humor? If you remember, there was a movie that was made called White Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that movie?
Absolutely.
And it was about two black guys that dressed up in whiteface. Well, is that racist? You know, what? Why isn't that racist as opposed to this being racist? Why do you think that gets a pass, Dan?
Well, the argument would be history, right? Like, there's a history of blackface and the minstrel shows and demeaning white actors wearing blackface, demeaning blacks. Whereas, that would be the argument.
Mimicking.
I would get that. Yeah, I would get that. I understand that part of it. But, you know, there's also humor, you know, and a sense of humor. And there's one thing about our particular time here, and that is people are so quick to take offense, Dan. They're so very quick to just, you know, relegate anything that they don't necessarily understand or you know, right to, I'm offended, right to, makes me angry, okay? And like I said, it's subtle, it's complex, and it's not nearly as quote-unquote racist, I think, as some people portray it. I've seen people, you know, dress up, you know, do a blackface in, you know, like imitating Michael Jackson, for instance. Well, I mean, they were just, you know, imitating as like, it's almost complimentary type thing. It wasn't that they were making fun of him. It's like, I'd like to imitate that, you know? So, do you see any of my point there? Do you understand what I'm trying to say, or
well,
am I coming across?
I think the origins of being in blackface versus looking like Michael Jackson, which to me would not be in blackface, but that's just me. I think the origins of that, of the minstrel shows and the Mammy and all that kind of stuff from the 1920s is kind of where that comes from. And what they're trying to do is mimic that so they could perform that for a crowd because the crowd seemed to like it. I think that it's got some, you know, I think it's got some bad roots to it.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I understand that part of it, and I get that, you know.
How old are you, Papa B?
I'm 57 years old.
57 years old, okay.
So,
I'm a little bit older than you are, and I tell you something. I remember driving down to Florida with my family, and we had a maid, a housekeeper, and we stopped in Op to have lunch. She could not eat in the dining room with us, so I ate with her in the kitchen.
Right.
And so that's how I go. Far I go back. I go back to Normandale, where you had the white fountains and the black fountains, colored.
Right.
And the bathrooms were segregated.
I remember some of that too, and you know it was a really terrible time. I don't agree with any of what went on back then, and I'm glad that we're beyond that now. So, you know, on one hand, I do understand, or I think I understand, or I'm trying to understand the, you know, offense that people would take, you know, for such things. But on the other hand, there were and are instances that, you know, are meant as humor. Well, you know, for instance, what about cross-dressing? Men that dressed up as women,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, you know, I mean, is it Tyler Perry? Is that the one that dresses up in...
Yeah, it's Madea.
Madea, okay. Mm-hmm. I meant as humor, not meant in a mean way, you know?
Yeah, and I agree.
So it goes to intent a little bit, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and how offended do you get just for kind of no reason at all? I mean, for example, we've had church events that you've had priests that have dressed up, worn a dress, and they would mime a song, for example, and act right. out things. I don't think that they would do that today.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a shame that, you know, we can't laugh and, you know, be humorous.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite.
Exactly. I can quote every single line of that movie.
Right.
It is a fabulous movie, extremely well written, has the play on words, is spectacular with it. They couldn't produce that movie today.
Well, and apparently the story behind that is in the writer's room writing that movie in the table. Richard Pryor would write some of the Jew jokes, and then Mel Brooks would come out and back with the black jokes, and they would just go back and forth trying to rib on one another and crack each other up. So it was a very organic thing.
Right, and see, here's the, you know, guess this is, then it gets like real subtle, real complex, but, you know, here's the thing. There are people that will take offense in order to be offended. They're looking to be offended.
They take advantage of being offended.
And try to take political advantage of being offended. And that's the one of the things that really gets me right there, you know. They've taken the joy out of anything. It really is a horrible thing for the country to lose. But, you know, times have changed, I suppose, and we've all got to walk around on eggshells around each other to the point where nothing is fun anymore, and you barely can even say anything. You can't talk. Can't even say a pronoun right without trying to figure out, well, is this going to offend somebody? It's, you know, it kind of gets into a nasty mess. So, but anyway, that's what I wanted to say today.
Take two lithium and call me in the morning.
Thanks. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Papa B on the phone with us. News Hour 93.1. The Emo Show. We'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back. Now we're back. Let's go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, my man.
St. James, how are you? You enjoying this warm weather?
Well, no, it reminds me of summertime. It's a little too warm.
Too warm?
Hmm. Yes. It's kind of warm. Summertime is beginning to just wear me down.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not ready for that mess.
It's going to get corrected in the next couple of days, but, I mean, the high tomorrow is like 78.
Yeah. Well, Dan, I meant to get a Cuban sandwich the other day, but I didn't get a chance to get down there.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, man, they're great.
Okay, and Dan, I won't be long. I just listened to Papa B, and I think he's just making a sad commentary just then. I really do. I wonder if he think it would be okay if he's got a Facebook page, since it's mitigated humor. Would he be okay posting that and letting people know, his friends, his associates, business associates know? And do he think if he dressed up like Hitler, would that be offensive to the Jewish population in the area? I'm just wondering.
That's a good point, actually.
Okay. All right, Dan. Have a good day.
St. James. Thanks. Interesting point. Let's, can we, yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Joey. You saved me for myself. I'm not thinking. You know, smart technology can really help you conserve electricity and energy. I have got smart technology in my house. and it makes all the difference in the world. It helps me save on electrical costs because it's controlling thermostats and things like that. I got my gas bill. I was kind of shocked. It was only $78. And I was using gas furnace pretty good bit during those 23-degree days. So smart technology can offer you unprecedented levels of security by allowing you to monitor your home through Ring doorbells and video cameras. I have that. I can turn my alarm on or off from my cell phone. I can look at the videos around my house on my phone. And I tell you what, it is great technology. It gives me peace of mind. And you can have that same peace of mind with Mr. Electric. They can either go out and buy it for you, or you can buy it and they can install it for you. Get ready to copy that telephone number because this is vitally important. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm very good, John.
All right. Been listening in, and, you know, they were talking about the blackface thing and the, you know, the movie with the white chicks and, you know, trying to make a comparison. And, you know, I think it goes beyond the simplicity of Hollywood. Just from my viewpoint, you know, I understand where the offensiveness can come from because of the history of blackface. And at the same time, you know, you can't say that every time somebody does a blackface or a whiteface or anything like that, they're racist, because it could be something that's totally irrelevant to what's actually going on. And I think that a lot of people that holler offensive and that they get offended or they say this bothers them, that, I think that a lot of African Americans, and this is just my opinion and I could be wrong, but I think a lot of them don't want to let go and don't want to move forward because it does not give them any ammunition to keep throwing around every time they want to fit an agenda. Same with, like, President Trump and Chuck Schumer, you know, talking about the country agrees that the president is this, that, and I'm like, what country are you living in? I mean, because everybody that I talk to and I see, you know, are the it seems like the crowd is tilted more in the favor of the president than you. And best way to make America great again, get rid of Pelosi, get rid of Schumer. We'll be doing really great.
Yeah, or if you don't get rid of them, just put them in the minority. Make sure they're in the minority.
Exactly. You know, and this was one thing that I wanted to say too. You know, people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and this Antifa and all these that the very first ones that are always standing up to call somebody racist and prejudiced. You know, usually that's what I call a carom shot. And that's them projecting themselves on us. Because I say something you don't agree with or you don't like, you're saying I'm racist, when in fact, you're always the one making it about race.